Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Speaking to the Beyond. I am your co-host, Robert Vecchio, and as always, Robin Wolf is with me. Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good, Robert. How are you today?
I am really good today. I know you know, but some of our listeners don't know, but my mom passed away when I was 11 years old, and I went to her gravesite for only the second time in about 30 years that she's passed now, and I had to just connect with her today. And I was supposed to go for Mother's Day, but we had a torrential rainstorm that day, and so I decided not to go because I live in New Jersey and her grave is in Connecticut. And today I went. It was beautiful out. I spent about a half hour at her site. Right next to her is her mother, my grandmother. And I had a beautiful, beautiful experience, and I believe afterwards I got the answers I needed, but not directly from her, per se. So, and how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I had some client calls today and went food shopping and just kind of did some readings and relaxed. So it's been a good day so far.
Nice. Yeah. I have to do some food shopping when we're done with this show, so.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Food shopping is always fun, except not. Go ahead.
Except what?
Oh, I was going to say food shopping is always fun, except they don't suggest it on an empty stomach.
Very true.
Because
very true.
When I go food shopping on an empty stomach, I buy a lot of chocolate. So, I try to go on a full stomach.
I understand completely. And I have a tendency to buy stuff that, oh, I'm going to really make this. I'm going to do this. And then I go, really? Am I going to really make this? And then I end up not making it and unfortunately throwing it away. So, yeah. So I have to stay focused in the grocery store. That's pretty much the message. Speaking of messages, I want to know through our listeners and through you as well, some of the signs or symbols that we get from our loved ones that are passed. Like, for example, when my mom passed, on my 18th birthday, I received gummy bears, and they were from my mother, who had passed away by that time. And every year I got a gummy bear on my school picture that was hanging up, and I really thought it was my grandmother leaving the gummy bears until I proved her wrong. And it was really my mother from the afterlife. So I want to know, I've heard people get pennies, people see dimes. What kind of signs or symbols do you get from the people in the afterlife?
Well, my mom loves to leave me messages with license plates.
Okay.
And actually, my grandfather does too. A couple of days ago, I was taking a walk, and I've had a couple of things on my mind that I've been trying to figure out. And my grandfather has been spending a lot of time in my apartment cooking, my departed grandfather. But my dogs and me have been smelling his cooking. And I was just taking a walk, and I actually was asking for my mom to come to help me answer my question. And a license plate went by that was my grandfather's name.
Wow.
And then, interestingly enough, I had a question about something today as I was walking. And my bill was my bill at the shop, at the mall, at the shop, you know, going food shopping at the grocery store. My bill was 1062. Well, I'm sorry, reverse that, $62.10, which to me is a year of somebody in question, and 10 is endings for me. And then as I'm walking home, a car with a license plate 1062 went by, which meant to me, okay, it was an ending, but now somehow there's going to be a new beginning. So I think she was trying to, they try to, you know, I could talk directly to them, but they like, my mom was always a game player. She loved playing crossword puzzles, mysteries, solving mysteries, and she liked to communicate with me as a game with license plates. So for me, she was telling me, yes, there indeed was an ending, but there indeed will be a new beginning if, you know, soon. So, you know, so my questions are sometimes answered through that, through license plates. But I have to tell you a funny story. I was walking Kai today. That's my youngest dog. He's about 13 months old. And we were walking, and all of a sudden, he gets really excited, and he starts jumping on his hind legs, crying, and trying to pull me on his hind legs down the street. And I'm like, all right, what's going on? He likes to chase birds, of course, and squirrels, but there was nothing. And there were no dogs in sight. And all of a sudden, I saw right before my eyes is my mother. And he sees her now. And he was surprised to see her outside walking with us. And he thought she was real and wanted to run up and hug her. And when he realized he was walking right through her, he was a little disappointed. And he's like looking around like, where'd she go? What happened? Yeah. I know she was just here. And but those are my signs. You know, license plates are my signs.
Wow. I often get things on sides of trucks. Like if I'm looking for an answer and I say a question, all of a sudden it will appear on either like a box truck or a semi truck, always in trucks, or on the back of a car, like a bumper sticker or something like that, I've noticed now. Yeah. I just think
cool.
They're all...
I love signs. I really do. Signs are great. And actually, we were talking about that in my class yesterday.
Okay.
Now, so it is interesting.
What were some of the signs they get?
Someone told me they got a sign of a rose, and they knew it was their grandma. One of my clients today told me that her mom just leaves her things in her shoe. There's always a penny in her shoe, and that was her mom's thing were pennies. So it's very interesting. Everybody has something different. One of my clients the other day said that their dad always comes in their windowsill, and they know it's their dad because the cardinal appears. So everybody seems to see something different, and I like it because I like that people stay connected and they believe. I think it's really important to believe that your loved ones are always with you. So,
absolutely.
You know, sometimes I say, you know, your loved one keeps telling you that they're trying to show you they're there, but it's like, you know, hitting your head against a brick wall until you realize it's really them. So,
yeah.
I think some people don't want to believe, and other people really need to believe.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I always love to hear what signs or symbols that people get, because it just amazes me. Like, I have a friend that always gets feathers when she's talking to her father, no matter what kind of bird it is. Mostly hawk feathers, I believe she said. But she knows as soon as she sees a feather that it's automatically her father, and he's always there giving her the guidance that she needs. So it's just a matter of how you connect with that specific person in the afterlife. And I think it's all amazing.
That is true.
Because they're always around us. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
So,
maybe
let's
we should ask our callers what they say.
Yes, let's go with door number one. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
Nice. And
what
what's your question?
Where are you from? Andrea, what part of Virginia are you from? I'm
Chesapeake. Chesapeake.
Oh, okay. I live in near D.C.
Oh, okay.
In Virginia, yes.
Oh, okay. That's great.
So you're a few hours away, I would guess.
Yes, I'm originally from New York, but we moved here about 19 years ago.
Wow. Okay,
I'm originally from New York, too.
Never mind.
So, it is. So what's your question? What can we do for you today?
My question is, I'm having a lot of conflict right now at work, and it's the supervisor. I don't know what the issue is. She's kind of hell-bent on trying to put out untruths in write-ups, and I just had to file a grievance against her. So I wanted to know, did any of my loved ones have any advice for me or can tell me what's going on?
I'm feeling a woman coming, a female energy coming in. Actually also feeling a male energy coming in. And the male energy, have you lost your father?
Yes, my brother.
Okay. Your brother?
Mm-hmm. My father's still
okay,
here.
Okay, not your father's still here, but you've lost your brother?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm feeling a male energy that's very protective over you. Does that make sense? Was he protective over you as a small child?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm feeling him come in. But I'm hearing from your brother that he may not have put his best effort to his job, but he was very smart. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
He was not book smart, but he was so bored with school, but he was really smart. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Excuse me. And I hear him wanting to tell you that this person, this boss of yours, is not jealous, but is worried about her job, and she's going to push everyone under the bus and make them take the fall for what she's doing.
Yes,
so that she doesn't lose her job. And she's going to lose her job. But not before she tries to take everyone else under the bus. And I keep hearing your brother say, remember what we always told you, stand strong with your, and be very secure with yourself. And don't let this woman fluster you. Make sure you stay confident. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I don't know. Your brother is getting a little emotional right now. Is it a birthday of his coming up or something, or an anniversary?
His anniversary of his wedding date just passed, May 27th, which is also my birthday.
Okay. Because I feel him getting a little emotional that he couldn't be there in person, but he wants you to know he was there for both. He was with you even though you might not have seen him or felt him.
I keep hearing him. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
He shows me his birth date all the time. On the clock, yes.
Good.
I always
see
12/21. I see it everywhere.
Okay. So you always know he's around, and that's great. I love that. But he still is getting emotional. He's not telling me he wants to apologize for something, but he's almost apologizing for leaving too soon because he had unfinished business. And he knows he's there. And he knows that you're the one that speaks for him. And I feel like you always spoke, maybe not for him, but you always supported him. And
I did. I spoke for him and supported
him. Okay. And he says you're the only one that can tell everyone that he's sorry he didn't finish what he started. And he wishes he could have made everything better. Does that make sense?
Yes. And we know that. But I will reiterate that to everybody.
Okay. And Robert, what do you have to add?
Oh, God. I had everything that you had said because I made some notes while you were talking. I feel like there is some jealousy around you in your office. I also agree with Robin that she's going to try and throw everybody under the bus before she leaves in order to keep her job. But stay strong and stay, just continue doing what you're doing. And I feel like your boss's boss knows everything that's going on, and
okay.
they're aware of what people are doing and not doing, and your boss will get let go from the company, and you will be okay. And I also feel, on a side note, you're learning something new. I think they're going to try and train you for a different position in the company, or added maybe in the same position, but added responsibilities, I should say. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But, yeah, I see nothing but a positive. I'm getting the image of the yellow brick road, so the Wizard of Oz, nothing but positivity for you. There's light at the end of the tunnel for you, and success.
Okay.
While I throw out the cards, the negativity at work is going to end, and nothing but smooth sailings for afterwards. And your unhappiness will definitely go away at work. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Are you really close to somebody? I feel like you have a good relationship with somebody that makes this boss very unhappy. Okay. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Like, she wishes you're. I'm sorry. Your boss is female. I don't want to use the wrong pronoun.
Yes. Yes, she is female.
She is very envious of the relationship with you and this other person, and she wishes she had that relationship. And that's why she might be a little bit harder on you, because of
mm-hmm.
that relationship you have with that other person. I can't see if it's a male or female, but you
it
know who
female.
I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a female?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just continue doing what you're doing, and she will get, I hate to say this, but she'll get let go. From the company.
Okay.
Everybody knows what she's up to. So.
Okay. Great. Okay.
And I keep getting the saying, a leopard can't change its stripes, or a zebra can't change its stripes. What's that saying?
A zebra can't change its stripes.
I think it's a leopard can't change its spots.
You're right. Okay. But I don't know. I had four animals stuck in my head. Sorry. But just continue doing what you're doing, and you're very, very strong, and you can weather this storm.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank
Any
you.
Other questions? Really quick, or?
I think that was it. That was the most pressing thing on my mind.
Perfect. All right. And thank you. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Okay. You too.
Yeah.
Thank
you for calling in.
Thank
you
no
so
problem.
Much.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
All
right, and we're going to go to this one. All right. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's
Hello?
Your name?
Hi, my name is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Where are you from?
Miami.
Nice. What's the weather like there?
It's really hot right now.
So it is in New Jersey too. So what's your question today? Or
nothing. I'm just trying to see if anybody's coming through. You know, I just randomly like kinda, you know, feel like there's sometimes some family members around, but I'm not sure if
mm-hmm.
it's for me or for my husband.
Okay. Robin, do you want to start while I shuffle? So
sure. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, good, Robin. How are you?
I'm doing really well. As we're speaking, I feel some energy building around you. You know, it's interesting to me because I feel a very large dog licking your face. Not a dog that has passed away. Not a dog that's sitting with you right now. But I feel like the dog belongs to someone on your husband's side of the family. Does that make sense?
Maybe. But their dogs were, from what I understand, their dogs were a little bit smaller.
Okay. This dog has a very large tongue.
My mother was telling me, yes, that they used to have a very big dog before.
Okay. That's on your mom's side?
No, on my mother-in-law, my husband's mom.
On your mother-in-law. Okay. And with the dog is coming in. Now, I do feel like this is for your husband. I feel like your husband has been doing a lot of thinking lately about either you and him moving or building or him changing jobs, but there's something that's on your husband's mind lately. Now, your husband, I want to say his grandfather's coming in. Did your husband lose his grandfather?
Yes, like 8 years ago or so.
Okay, on his dad's side?
On his dad's side, el abuelo de por la parte tuya. The one that passed away 8 years ago was on his mother's side.
Okay, that's fine. Sometimes I get this side of the family wrong, but there's a gentleman coming in who he's saying is his grandfather, and I just keep seeing him landscaping. Enjoying working in the yard, and I see your husband as a small child enjoying working with him, and I feel like he's coming through just to tell your husband that he's making the right decisions and to stop being so, like, he's second-guessing himself a lot.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he's going through some things, and he's been working crazy lately.
Okay.
There's something
in
his job that's kind of getting everybody unsettled, and so he's kind of scared, I think, that they're going to start laying people off, and I think that's what's on his mind right now.
Okay. So his grandfather is telling him that no matter what happens, he's going to bounce back quickly.
Okay.
He's telling him that everything's going to work out on his side, for him, for your husband, and that he's going to be fine. But your grandfather's also stating the fact that if he's going to feel better by checking around to see if there's any places he can start sending his resume to, it wouldn't hurt, but it would only be to make your husband feel better.
Okay.
I feel as though your husband really enjoys his job.
He does.
And I feel like he feels very, He feels like he fits in that in the atmosphere. He doesn't want to leave. Like, he's happy.
Okay.
And your grandfather's saying this little thing that not little, but whatever's going on right now is going to pass over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm hearing someone's going to take over the company. I don't know if there's a buyout coming up or if something's happening, but I'm not hearing that your husband's job is in jeopardy. But his grandfather is saying if he feels better by looking around just to see what's out there, it would just help him to feel better.
Right.
Does that
make
sense?
Doesn't really need to do it as a change or anything like that. He's pretty much okay when
I'm hearing that he's going to be okay.
Okay. Perfect.
That's
and then on my end, you don't feel anything coming in or any health issues or anything related with my family or anything like that.
I'm going to let Robert take this. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Robert?
I'll take this. I laid out 7 cards for everybody right when you first. And the first card that came out for you was good health. So your health is on the positive side. Please don't worry about your health. I'm not a doctor, so I don't say this medically.
Right.
But sometimes we stress over things that will cause us anxiety. So let that go. Okay, you have a great, happy life ahead of you. Whatever obstacles you face, you will go running through them like there's something chasing you, but you're going to run through them and get through them wholeheartedly. There is success around you and your husband, and no matter what, like if anybody throws negativity your way, you will come out a success. So
perfect.
How I'm reading this is, whatever you're doing, you have to get out of your mind, okay? And stop thinking so much. I know I'm guilty of this, and I'm speaking from experience.
I get anxiety. I cause myself anxiety just worrying about everything all the time.
Yes, and you really need to stop that because you need to meditate more. because
okay.
even if you meditate for 20 minutes, the problems are still going to be there after the 20 minutes, okay? You need that time
right.
to for yourself and get answers, okay? The
okay.
answers are within you and around you. And
okay.
you shouldn't allow yourself to be so anxious. Just deal with one problem at a time, okay?
Okay.
And most of the problems are small stuff. And
okay.
I don't think
yeah.
there's anything massive. Like Robin said, I don't feel like your husband's leaving the company.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if it makes him feel better, look around. Look around. There's
okay.
no hurt in looking around because he might find something even better than what he has. Okay.
okay.
And if he did, he would have to travel just a few. I don't know what his commute is now. He might have to travel a half hour, 40 minutes if he once he did find something that he thought was better than what he had. But I don't see him leaving.
Okay.
I really don't. And this is
okay.
all about your good health. And it's on the positive side. And you have a happy life ahead of you. So just take yourself out of that head zone again.
Yeah.
Because it's I'm sorry. I feel like that too. So I can relate, Shannon. Trust me.
Why am I hearing baby? Are you trying to have a baby?
I was pregnant and I lost the baby 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
okay. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Shannon.
I do.
Okay.
I just want you to know that I'm hearing, and I feel like this is a grandma on your side, and I'm hearing, don't worry, the baby is okay with us, but you will get pregnant again, and the second time will be a child. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to, though.
Okay. Well, she says if you want to, it will be fine going
okay.
forward.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, Shannon. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of
you
your
too.
Sunday.
Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, who will we have now? All right, let's go all the way at the top. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, it's Brandy.
Hi, how are you, and where are you from?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm
sorry,
you
where
me
are
where
you from?
From?
Yes, please.
I'm from Colorado.
Oh, nice. And how's the weather out there?
Rainy.
Raining? Oh, I'm
sunny
sorry.
Rainy.
And what's your question?
Well, I'm a teacher, and I was supposed to get a co-teacher, but they're having trouble finding somebody, and I'm just wondering if that's ever going to happen for me.
As soon as you started talking, I got the smell of chocolate chip cookies. Okay, did your grandmother like to make chocolate chip cookies?
I don't know. I don't really know my grandma. I like chocolate chip cookies.
I got a grandmother figure right in front of me, and I just smell chocolate chip cookies, and I know no one is baking in my house. Okay, so.
Grandma, my mom or dad's side?
I feel like it's on your mother's side.
Okay.
And I have a leopard that's staring at me right now. Do you believe in spirit animals or totem animals?
That's really cool because I had gone to a shaman years ago and she told me, I forgot what kind of leopard. She said it's some kind of leopard. So, yes.
I don't think it's a snow leopard. I think I see it as a regular leopard. And he's just,
uh-huh.
I don't know if it's male or female, so I'm sorry when I use the pronouns. But he's staring at me from, I have woods right behind my property. He's staring at me, just showing me his face right behind a tree. He's not showing me his entire body, but he wants me to know that he's there to protect you and to give you guidance. So I would really
okay.
suggest that you look into him and meditate for him. That's how I got in touch with my spirit guide, which is the panther. And he gave me his name, and I was able to pet him. I don't know if you're at that point yet, but I would really, really work on that because he is majestic, and he is
wow,
gorgeous.
Amazing.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Right. I would really look into many books about it. And while Robin speaks, I'm going to grab my book and look up what the leopard looks like. But he's absolutely amazing looking.
Wow.
You have some great things coming for you in your in way of work and in overall life, because it's, wow, he has not taken his eyes off of me, and I think that's really awesome. I really want to just go out and pet him, okay? But he's there for you. He really, really is. And don't worry about the co-chair. They will find somebody for you. But you're strong enough to handle everything on your own. I don't really think you need a second person. So.
That's what I thought why I was in there. Oh, I would like somebody, but I probably could handle it on my own. But it would be nice to have somebody.
You're strong enough to handle this on your own. Oh, no, absolutely. You have the power and the ability to do anything by yourself, and you are so incredibly, incredibly strong. To have a leopard as a totem animal or spirit guide, you're mighty, and you're powerful, and there's only one way how to say this. You don't take anything from anybody, okay? And if you do, you need to learn not to. And by
right.
having
that's
this...
That's my problem.
Okay, you need to learn, and you need to connect with the spirit guide. He's there for you. He would not have ever appeared to me, like, so prominently and predominantly if he wasn't there to help you, okay? And he's literally wagging his tail now. I can see his tail, like all the bush move, because his tail is like swaying or wagging. I don't know how else to describe it. But he is, you really need to work with him, okay? And find a space out in nature or even in your house where it's just sacred to that space. And do you have a leopard statue? Because you're going to find one very, very soon.
You know, I put up my animal totems on a picture, but I don't have a statue.
Okay. You're going to find a statue when it's the correct one, but don't just settle for any one. You'll know it's there. So, but wow, it's majestic, and you've got some incredible power that you just need to tap into. And I didn't even throw out cards, because I don't really need the cards for this one, because I'm connecting with the leopard, and he is just magnificent. Oh, my God. All right, I'm sorry. Robin, what did you have to say?
I think you said it all, Robert. I'm on the same board as you.
All right.
I don't have anything to add. That was awesome.
Thank you. That was a beautiful, beautiful message. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And call back and really, really tune into that leopard, because he
I definitely will.
He's there to help you. And I hope that it helps you out. So,
yes, it does. Thank you.
And thank you for calling, and have a great rest of your Sunday. Oh, my God, I think I just hung up on her by accident. I am so sorry if I hung up on her. All right, let's see. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello.
Hi, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
What's your name?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Where are you from?
I'm in New Jersey.
How are you?
And I'm quite well, thank you. And I trust both of you are well.
We are
you
very
had
well.
You were questioning about signs. And I've been, in the meantime, I would like Robert to pull a card for me. But while you're doing that, you're asking about the signs. And On the dashboard of a car, it gives you the range of how many miles are left in your gas tank. That's where I get the messages, and my parents always come up with their numbers. And I'll look down randomly at it, and I'll say, oh, mom's looking over me, or, you know, somebody's here to let me know something, or my dad. That's where I get my messages.
Oh, Kathy, I got the Mentor the Base card for you. I feel like there's a decision that you need to make about – let me pull out some other cards. Hold on. all kinds of stuff going on.
Tell me about it.
Kathy, what am I going to do with you? There's something going to end, okay? And I don't mean like life itself. There's some kind of situation in your, I feel like it's a relationship that's going to end, but it's going to be for the best, okay? You have a son?
Excuse me?
Do you have a son?
Step, yes, but none by birth.
Okay. Well, some kind of relationship is going to end. This could be a business relationship also, because I got the contract card. So, some kind of like work relationship is going to end, but it's going to be for the best. And new beginnings are coming for you. Okay. And don't care what anybody said that if somebody says, oh, you need to take job A, no, you need to take the job that's best for you, okay? Whether or not that pays you a little bit more or the same, you need to feel comfortable in the next job that you take. Okay, does that make sense?
Unfortunately, yes. Would it be when you say take the job, the responsibilities, or take an actual new job at a different company? Do you see a move?
They might be wanting to add some responsibilities to your current job, like I told the other person.
Right.
And if you're not comfortable with it, don't take it. Okay, you don't have to take anything that's added to you. You were hired to do job A, not job A, B, C, and D. Okay? And if they expect you to do B, C, and D, then you need to find a new job altogether.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just thinking that a lot of companies want to save costs by having people do 5 and 6 job responsibilities, and they only want to pay you for one job responsibility. Okay.
Right.
I've seen that in a lot of companies, and you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it or if you don't feel comfortable with it. But saying that, I think what they're going to offer you, you're going to be good with. Okay. It may take you a little bit of training to do it, but I think you're going to rock it. That's the only way I can say it. You're going to be absolutely phenomenal at it. Okay.
Okay.
Because I think that you want a challenge, and this will challenge you, and not in a bad way, but it will get you outside of your comfort zone. And I've been told by 2 people this weekend to get out of my comfort zone. So I'm telling you to get out of your comfort zone. So.
Gotcha.
And Robin, okay. What do you have? I'm going to take a sip of water.
I had to take a sip of water. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What I'm feeling right now is that it's time for you to do what you like to do the most. And I feel like there's something that you want to really be doing. It might not be making a lot of money or anything. I'm not telling you to quit your job. I'm just telling you that it's time for you to follow your dream and to do exactly what you want to do. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, dear Lord, yes, it does. It's been playing on me for months now. Yes, it certainly does.
I feel like you have, I don't know why I keep feeling that you have extra energy. I even feel like you're pacing the floors at 11 o'clock at night thinking about this dream you have. Maybe not literally, but in your mind. And I feel like
yes.
It's time for you to put pen to paper and do what it is that you want to do. You need to make it happen.
Do you feel it can be done if working and doing this? The other thing, you're definitely hitting the nail on the head. I have always been an advocate for children and the elderly. I was in a doctor's office last week, an oncologist's office with somebody very dear to me. And the doctor had said to me that I was advocating very well for this person, and he has patients in his office that could use my assistance. The children around me need somebody to speak up for them because their parents can't speak up for them, like in the school and what they actually are deserving of. And that's where I wanted to go. And, of course, I would do it on a volunteer basis. So, of course, the money, like you said, it may not be paying much. It wouldn't be paying anything, but it is very dear to my heart. I mean, it's something I need to be doing.
I think that you need to do it. However, I think that it's going to turn into a full-time job.
Wow.
I think that you're going to meet people like this doctor who is who's going to help you to make it a full-time job. Because I feel like you have the power to make this into to make this come to life. And I feel like you have, it's like, it's a package deal. So I'm not suggesting that it's going to make it. I believe that you're going to start it as a volunteer, but I also believe that doctor or doctors are going to help you make this a full-time job for you.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
It may not happen in the next 3 months, but I feel like by the end, by a year from now, I'm feeling like it's going to turn into something full-time.
That's very realistic. That would be fantastic.
Like don't give up on, I mean, if you come to a block and you feel like the road's being blocked, figure out how to jump over or climb over that block. Don't let it put you down. Don't let it make you go backwards. Because I feel like you might run into a few blocks. But you know how to talk your way, I don't want to say out of something, but you know how to talk, and you know how to walk the walk and talk the talk, so to speak.
Right.
So make sure you do that.
And there's more than one way to skin the cat, so.
Yeah. Yes. So just,
if it doesn't work one way, you take.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like you like to solve puzzles, so make this, do that. Make this a task that you are not going to just solve, that you're going to make your, you know, it's your passion. Just like what I'm doing is my passion. And you can do this.
Okay. Wonderful.
And you will do it.
Wonderful. That's good to hear. Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you.
You're very welcome, Kathy. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you for calling in.
You too. Thank you. Take care now.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Robin, you ready for another one?
Sure am.
Hi, thanks for calling. You're live on the air. What's your name?
Gina from Maryland.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm okay, I guess.
Good. And what's your question?
I was wondering if my fiancé had any messages. It's been a year and 3 months today that he passed, and it would have also been our anniversary. And I've just been feeling stressed and very depressed lately.
Hi, Gina. I do feel your fiance's energy around you. He wants you to snap out of it. He keeps snapping his fingers. And he wants you to snap out of it. He doesn't want you to. He knows that you're mourning him, and he knows that life is difficult right now. But he wants you to start seeing. I want to say the good in things, and start instead of seeing the bad in everything, to try to change your way of thinking and see the good in everything. And he wouldn't want you to be this way while he was on the earth plane. So he certainly doesn't want you to be this way while he's in the spirit world. And he says, you know, he hasn't stopped living, so why have you? Okay? And he really wants you to know he hasn't stopped living. He's with his, you know, he's not hurting anymore. He's not sick anymore. He's healthy now, and he's doing things he loves to do, which is helping people. And he wants to help you if you'll allow him to see good in the bad, and to know that just because today's a hard day or tomorrow's a hard day, you're going to get through it, and you're going to be even better than you are now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Robert, do you have anything to add?
Well, I have to tell you, as soon as you started speaking, I got a horrible pain in my right temple. I just want to know, did he die of a massive heart attack or something with his brain? Because it really hurts.
No.
Okay, then here. I don't know what, maybe some other spirit is here. I also got the image of a blue elephant. Elephants to me are strong and capable of anything. I believe they're the largest mammal in the earth, on earth, and you can conquer anything once you put your mind to it. And I don't know, that's all I've been getting from that. What did he pass from, if you don't mind me asking?
It was an overdose.
Oh, okay. And does the blue elephant mean anything besides the symbolic?
I don't think so.
Okay. Wait, yeah. I have nothing else besides the pain in my head and the blue elephant, Robin. I'm sorry.
So I think the blue elephant might symbolize your throat chakra, Gina. I almost feel like you need to stop holding things in and speak out. I'm not sure why your throat chakra feels like it's closed in to me, but I feel like you need to speak your truth and stop holding back. And I feel like if you do that, you're going to feel better. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, elephants are good luck charms, but when I see a blue one, I just think of creativity, writing. Maybe you need to start writing in a journal and writing. It's almost like, so when I get upset and I start feeling down on myself or on life or whatever, I have a jar, and every night before I go to bed, I write what the good things were that happened today. And then I fill it up. And every time I have a really bad day, I kind of start pulling it out and saying, oh, okay, you know, maybe things aren't so bad. And it helps me. And I don't know, when I see a blue elephant, that's kind of what I'm thinking. So I don't know if that helps you at all.
Okay.
I have a question. Have you spoken to his mother lately?
His mother passed a long time ago.
Okay, then there's a mother figure that you have not spoke to from him. I don't know. I really thought it was his mother. I don't know. I apologize. Yeah.
Do you have any other questions, Gina?
No, that was it. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, I hope that helps.
Thank you. Have a great Sunday.
You too.
All right. Oh, we have still 10 minutes. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Where are you from and what's your name?
Hi, Jessica, New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. Kind of dealing with some negative thoughts today in a loop.
We all go through that.
So
we just have to
it's very pleasant.
We just have to get through it. So what's your question?
So one of the things that is bothering me that I can't seem to put to bed is that for many years I made very little money in my business, and I can't seem to, I know it doesn't matter now because things are different, but it just bothers me as far as like, why wasn't I able to increase my income and get my business really grooving in the last, like, over the years? Like, I can't seem to let that go.
Okay.
Jessica, what I'm feeling while Robert's shuffling his cards, what I immediately take away from that is that you may not have been ready. Sometimes I feel like things aren't given to us if we're not ready. And I don't mean responsibility, because I know you're responsible and I know you can handle the responsibility. But I feel like, I don't know why, but I keep hearing that it's going to come around back to you when you least expect it. And something is going to, either someone's going to talk to you, or you're going to get a new idea. And I feel like you're going to be able to make this business venture work to bring in money. But I don't know why I'm feeling this, but I feel like it just wasn't the right time. But I do feel like the right time is coming. And I think you need to stop dwelling on it, because I don't feel like you did anything wrong. But I do feel as though you're growing right now on your journey. And I feel like you're taking, I feel like you're on a new journey. I almost feel like you took a right instead of a left or a straight. And it's taking you to a totally new place where there's a lot of growth and a lot of potential. So I feel like before Thanksgiving, you're going to have the chance to either rebuild this business or keep building from where you ended it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, well, I'm building it now, minus the negative thoughts that I'm having today. Things have been growing, but it's just,
it's
I don't
a
know,
slow
some days
process.
It seems to be happening very quickly, and other days it's sort of like, oh, my God, maybe it's not working any again like it wasn't before. So that's sort of
I think that, I feel like you're going to see a massive change before the Christmas holidays. I know that seems like a long time off, but you know how time goes fast. But I feel like there's going to be somebody that comes in to give you a new idea or to make you see things differently. Let go of the negative thoughts and figure out exactly where you want the business to go. I almost want to say make a vision board for yourself of where you see your business in a year from now, and then make maybe in 2 years and 3 years, like a 5-year plan, and see where you want it to go, and have like 5 columns and put pictures, text, whatever you want, and just put that on the vision board, and every morning look at it and start crossing off every time you get to where you want to get. And I feel like it's going to help you see, it's going to help you grow the business a little faster. Again, I still see someone coming into your life to give you some, not to work for you or with you, it's just somebody that's going to say, oh, why don't you do this? And all of a sudden a light bulb is going to go off in your head and you're going to say, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that? That's the solution. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, the vision board thing, I mean, I've definitely had that over the years. I mean, I have to, there's a whole backlog of all these things that I've gathered over the years that I'd like to happen. That's where kind of that disappointment and that I'm still clearing out, obviously, of like, because I had all these things that I wanted and years went by and they just didn't happen. And now I feel them popping up again. So it's good. I've gotten to be more positive about it. But now, you know, yesterday, today, on and off, these negative thoughts again. And it's like, oh, God,
I'm clearing more of that stuff. Let the negative thoughts go, because remember, we don't get what we want when we want it. We get what we want and need when it's time. So I feel like it's time, but you have to let go of those negative thoughts. So
yeah,
try to just bury them. Try to let them go and say tomorrow will be a better day. You know, because I feel like your business is growing. And like I said, I feel like before Christmas, by Thanksgiving, Halloween, I feel like you're not even going to have these thoughts in your head anymore. Everything's going to start going very smoothly. Do you have anything to add, Robert?
I'm sorry. What were you saying, Jessica?
No, I was just agreeing.
Okay.
Yes.
The other thing I have to add is your cards are amazing. Okay? There's success waiting to happen, and it's going to happen, like, soon. I believe that you may have had the wrong people around you, and that's why success didn't happen and other things didn't happen to you prior. You have the right people around you now, and I'm just using that as an example. The circumstances weren't ready for you to achieve the success that you're going to do. It's just like, and there's somebody watching you and watching your business, and they're going to help you. Like Robin said, they're going to help you, give you an idea to even bring it to the next level. You're going to bring it to a certain level. They're going to say, well, why don't you do this? And it's going to go to a whole different atmosphere. And it's going to be a surprise and be like, wow, I never really even thought of it that way. Let me try it. And it's going to be astronomically successful. You might have to travel a little bit for it, which is going to be even better and expand your brand. There's Success Ventures, Success. And I really think the person that's going to help you is a female. They have a lot of, like, insight and contacts. Okay, I just got a picture of a gorilla in my head, and gorillas to me are monkeys, family-oriented. I keep thinking of gorillas in the mist. I have no idea. I got to get this gorilla out of my head. Yeah, there's nothing but success all around you, and money is coming your way, and forget all the problems and all the non-success you've had in the past, because the way it's going to happen, that's the success that you're going to get is going to blow that out of the water, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was interesting because I like I said, it depends what day it is, you know, with me,
uh-huh.
or what time of the
uh-huh.
day. And I've been having more success, and I've been like, okay, good, that will leave that stuff behind. And then something came over me today, and it was like, oh, my God, these same thoughts again. We need to stop them. So I know, like, that is just, like, put it to side, go to sleep, something. For me, it's about really being around the right demographic, because the people
mm-hmm.
that I have attracted over the years have had – really no money, have been like broke emotionally and financially, which was what I was going through too. And I guess I still kind of go in a loop with that too, of like, why did I attract those people? Like, why did these things I just don't have answers to. I mean, I know it's been part of my past, but it's almost amazing to me that I survived. I mean, it should be like miraculous. I should be proud of it, but that I survived on such low money for so many years. And somehow I feel like a lot of shame around that, and just like kind of still like sadness, disappointment. So
I wouldn't feel shame.
I don't know
at
if
all.
You have anything to share about that, like why I've attracted
yeah,
like
I
such
wouldn't feel shame
people.
At all. That had to prepare you for this humongous success that you're going to achieve. And if you would have gotten that overnight, you would have just blown your opportunity. And I think you had to go through what you went through in order to, appreciate the success you're going to get in the very, very near future. And it's going to be amazing. So, we only have a minute left, so I'm sorry to cut short on it, Jessica. But
no,
I think
that's great.
We know. So.
Yeah, thank you. It's always good to hear from a human voice, because I can tell my guides will tell me. They'll tell me till they're blue in the face, but if I hear it from
exactly.
somebody human, it makes a
exactly.
difference. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling, Jessica. All right. Robin, any quick thoughts? Next week, we're going to do some reading?
Yes, we are.
Cool. Awesome. So we have about 40 seconds left. I want to tell everybody thank you so much for calling, and I apologize to any of the callers we did not get to. Just to give us a call back next week, we'll be on the same time, 5 p.m. next Sunday, the Sunday the 9th. And everybody have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy the weather, unless it's pouring rain, but hopefully it's not raining in your area. Robin, any last thoughts?
Nope, just want to say thank you to everyone who called in and to all of our listeners, and we can't wait until next week.
All right. Robin, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, and bright blessings to everybody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, everybody.